Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 30th of March, the 89th day of 2026. We have 276 days ahead of us on our way to 2027. The bell curve tells us 30% of most things will be satisfactory or better, and hence, therefore, 70% will be unsatisfactory or worse. When we live long enough, we learn the veracity of the bell curve's time-worn statistical accuracy. Most of the products recommended by Consumer Reports as being the best, for example, are usually rated in the upper 80th percentile, what might be considered pretty good to almost excellent. That means everything else is fair to middling to leaving something to be desired. Especially when we are in a situation of dire need, suffering from some vicissitude or another, we hope for the delivery of a good product or service. Such was the case with a cracked tooth that occurred in my upper port side region. My regular dentist did an x-ray, took a moment to look closely at the bicuspid, also known as a premolar, while I sat apprehensively in the chair, and verified that the tooth was neither savable nor that he would be performing the extraction, as it had a long root that he didn't feel comfortable dealing with. Instead, I was provided a list of only 4 oral surgeons within a 50-mile radius of Bangor and instructed to begin contacting them. What I quickly found was that one was closed for a few months for remodeling, another was only doing multiple extractions at a time, and that the 2 others, one in Bangor and one in Waterville, had their soonest available appointments in May and July, respectively. Fortunately, after I made appointments at both and hoped for a couple of weeks that the cracked tooth wouldn't abscess and cause additional problems, I followed the advice of a retired oral surgeon friend of mine and decided to start calling to see whether someone might have canceled an appointment that I could slide into. And voila! This past Tuesday, a call at noon garnered what I wanted to hear, and I was in the chair by 3:30 that afternoon. Dr. Livingston was quick, efficient, and had a sense of humor, administering Novocaine and then turning on background tunes that included Highway to Hell, Dust in the Wind, and My Sweet Lord as my gum became numb. Subsequently, he began dismantling and removing fragments of the tooth, discovering that he needed to divide and conquer the twin root structure by drilling and then extracting. All was completed within a matter of moments, obviously by a master of his craft. Dr. Livingston's crew of Heidi, Penny, Danielle, and Candy were also complicit in the A-plus work their office delivers. Quality is a transdisciplinary pursuit, as Paul Verlaine explains about poetry in his poem Ars Poetica. For Charles Maurice, music first and foremost. In your verse, choose those meters odd of syllable, supple in the air, vague, flexible, free of pounding beat, heavy or terse. Choose the words you use, now right, now wrong, with abandoned. When the poet's vision couples the precise with imprecision, best the giddy shadows of his song. Eyes veiled, hidden, dark with mystery, sunshine trembling in the noonday glare, starlight in the tepid autumn air, shimmering in the night blue filigree. For nuance, not color absolute, is your goal, subtle and shaded hue. Nuance, it alone, is what lets you marry dream to dream and horn to flute. Music first and foremost and forever. Let your verse be what goes soaring, sighing, set free, fleeing from the soul gone flying, off to other skies and loves, wherever. Let your verse be aimless chance, delighting in good-omened fortune, sprinkled over dawn's wind, bristling scents of mint, thyme, clover. All the rest is nothing more than writing. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future, among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Mehmed the Conqueror, Jethro Tull the Agriculturalist, Francisco Goya, Anna Sewell, Paul Verlaine, Vincent van Gogh, Sean O'Casey, Brooke Astor, Frankie Lane, Sonny Boy Williamson, Charlotte Henry, John Astin, Rolf Harris, Warren Beatty, Eric Clapton, Paul Reiser, Yelena Kondakova, Tracy Chapman, Celine Dion, and Secretariat. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1867, U.S. Secretary of State William Seward finalized a deal to purchase Alaska from Russia for $7.2 million. Today in 1959, the Dalai Lama, escorted by his bodyguard of Kampa warriors, fled Tibet and was granted political asylum in neighboring India. And today in 1987, at a Christie's London auction, on what would have been his 134th birthday, Vincent van Gogh's 100-year-old painting, Still Life, Vase with 15 Sunflowers, was sold for $39,921,750 to Japanese insurance magnate Yasuo Goto. Heavenward on Wednesday evening, the 1st of April, keeping company with the bright star Pika, Spica, will have the full pink moon, also known variously as the Paschal moon, the breaking ice moon, the moon when the streams are again navigable, the budding moon of plants and shrubs, the moon of the red grass appearing, the moon when the ducks come back, the moon when the geese lay eggs, the frog moon, and the sucker moon. And don't forget, our government is scheduled to make us all happy by the end of this month. April Fools! From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise, welcoming the second week of spring, the 14th full week of 2026, and the beginning of April at midweek. Keep the faith.